Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. It's a social experiment. I mean, you know, I kind of tasked myself with this, like, make your sex life a priority. Do you think you will end up with one of these guys? And if so, who? They're working for me. I mean, they're just my little bitches and I own them. I mean, they're giving me their time, effort, and energy for free. Hello, guys. All right. Well, we're going to do another Q&A here. I've had a slew of questions come in, and while I do answer some quickly on the cuff if I have time, a lot of them, you know, I need to kind of sit down and answer in this format, which I like doing because I don't review them and think about them. There's just a list that I go by, and then I get to answer kind of off the cuff and freewheel it. So I don't mind being put on the spot. As maybe some of you gleaned from my Girl Talk podcast, I love to just, you know, you can just hammer me with the questions, put me on the spot. I don't mind being in the hot seat most of the time. Sometimes I do. But for the most part, I kind of like it. I don't like anything that I'm answering to be preemptive. You know, and have some time to think about it and formulate it. I really like it to come out just raw and off the cuff so that it's honest. And I think that's the best way. Okay, so let's jump right into it. The first question is, you've been exploring for a while. Do you consider yourself to be submissive at this point? Do I consider myself to be submissive? I don't know. You know what? I'm not sure. That's evolving. You know, it makes me think about, it's an interesting question because when I first started doing this, one of the first guys that I saw, Titanic, you know, we would be in the middle of, you know, having sex, and he'd say some things like, you know, you like it when I da 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 da, and I can't even remember exactly what he was saying at the time, but basically it was saying, you know, it was suggesting that I liked it when he was in control and had his hand over my throat. And then afterwards and stuff, he would comment like, you know, that he would notice that I would get instantly wetter and things like that, that I was responsive to him being dominant. And I remember thinking at the time, like, what the fuck is this guy saying? And what, you know, and I thought I was actually getting turned off. It was irritating me. I'm like, don't fucking say this right now. I'm trying to fucking come, you know? And I would get in my head. I was getting into that submissive space, didn't realize it. And then I'd jump out of it when he'd snap me out of it with the dialogue, I guess, because I just, at the time, maybe wasn't ready to hear it, or, you know, didn't realize that was what was going on. But, you know, he, as an observer, that was his point of view. And then afterwards, I remember, you know, I would think about what he said, or, you know, and it would irritate me. I'm like, what the fuck? No, I fuck that shit. You know, I'm not that woman. I'm a fucking alpha. What the hell? I mean, you know, I'm just not talking about in the bedroom, but just in my life, you know, it bothered me. I didn't like it. I didn't like that label. And then obviously, as I evolved from, you know, I had more experiences and stuff, and then you can kind of see as you listen to the podcast and even just maybe in my writings, how I sort of started to while I struggled with it still, and probably still do a little bit, how I got more into it and really kind of started to figure it out. Like, you know, you know what? I think this has been here all along, and nobody's really ever totally tapped into it. So At this point, you know, do I consider myself to be a submissive? Oh, I don't know. I don't know what that label's all about. I know that what I'm seeing as I get more into all these sexual labels and roles, and you know, there's so much under that, and just the whole dominant submissive category. That's a very generic term, and there can be very, very specific dynamics, and then there can be looser dynamics. I don't know that. I don't know that. I don't know. I mean, I definitely enjoy it, and do I? Would I live? Would I? Am I the type of person that's going to live 24/7 in that role? No, I don't think so. I can definitely do it in the bedroom. It's very fun, very fulfilling, very erotic, very, you know, hot. Gets me to a different place. I don't, you know, and I but do I consider myself to be a submissive? I just don't know. I think I'm a little right now, a little semi still resistant to it, but also kind of a little. I can get a little turned off to it because it. I think that also that's what I'm finding is that space can be a little judgy, you know, like where people are, you know, probably mostly females are like, hey, you know, I'm naturally this way, or I'm blah, 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 you know, and so there, it's like a one up. Well, you are, and I'm not, and you know, and like that kind of shit. Now, I don't know, you know, I'm not sure right now where I'm at with it, but again, I thoroughly enjoy it and look forward to continuing to explore it more and more. And that's really, I guess that's the best way I can answer that. Okay. Your friends are hilarious. You need to have them on again. Between Marianne and Ginger, who is the sluttiest? You know, thank you for saying that. I did have a lot of fun with those girls, and it's really nice to have. It's really nice to have friends that you have known for a long time, and to be around people that really know you, and also just to be able to just. I mean, we, you know, before we even did that podcast. This is the part I wish that people didn't know is that Ginger, no, yeah, Ginger brought out a fucking shit ton of sex toys. One of those things was a strap-on. And I couldn't believe it. I mean, you know, butt plug strap-ons. And then Marianne was taking items from the sex toy collection. And she's like, I want this, I want that. And I think Marianne absconded with some things. And I didn't make off with anything. I think some of the things were unused. But it was quite an array, an elaborate array. And you know, again, it's really fun to be able to sit down with your friends and just talk about that kind of, you know, talk about everything. I want to have them on again because, you know, we didn't even scratch the surface. I knew that we would run long, so I had to really kind of keep it as concise as I could. But there's a lot more topics and subjects and things to cover. So I'll definitely do that again. But to answer your question, who's the sluttiest between the two of them? I don't know. I mean, and I obviously, I use slutty in a very loving, you know, non-judgmental way. Just who's been the most adventurous and wacky? I don't, you know, I kind of lean more towards Ginger than Marianne. And I'm sure that a lot of you can sort of take that away from the conversation. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Ginger. I think she's, I won't say sluttiest, just the most adventurous. I think she really, you know, she's really in touch with her sexuality and has let it, you know, she lets herself get out there. And that's, you know, it's fucking great. And by the way, a quick little update on Marianne. While she's over on vacation with her with Skipper in Spain, she's squirted. She sent me a text. They did a YouTube video, And they looked at YouTube. And they YouTubed it. And she's like, oh my God, why wasn't I doing this before? Anyway, now she's a squirter. So officially, all three of us now are squirters. Because I know that Ginger does. Okay, there we go. Number four. I'm sorry, my next question. I'm looking at line items here. Why are you stopping this at the end of the year? Then what? Well, I'm stopping this at the end of the year because, as I've said before, it's just not sustainable, guys. I mean, come on. I cannot, you know, what people don't realize is this is a side project to my real life. You know, I have a real life and a business life, a personal life, family life, you know, all that stuff. And I can't, you know, I can't do this inevitably. The other thing is it takes a lot of time to keep the website updated, keep the social media going, keep the, you know, answer people's questions, do the podcast, write about it, have, you know, all the just all the fun stuff going on that I do, and produce the podcasts. And even though I do have help with all that, also I pay for it out of pocket. I don't, you know, I mean, this is just, like I said, it's a social experiment. I mean, you know, I kind of tasked myself with this, like make your sex life a priority. And, but you know, here we go. So it just, it's not something that I want to be under the gun or pressure to do, because then it's just less natural. And, but now that being said, I may parlay this into something at the end of the year. I may move it in a different direction, and I'm, you know, kind of brainstorming on that a little bit. Like, how would I transition it? I'm either, you know, either I will or I won't, but it won't be moving forward. I may have a new spin on it, but it probably, and I may talk about my sex life still and what I'm doing, but it won't be predicated on just me alone out there, you know, doing what I'm doing with my bucket list and all that. So it's not, like I said, it's not a sustainable model for one person over an extended period of time, unless I was doing this full time as a job. And I'm not. There's no money derived from this, which is as it should be. I don't, you know, I'm not, that's not what I'm saying, but it just, you know, it's not, just not sustainable to do over the long haul for me. You know, maybe some people could, they have a lot of free time, they can make it happen. Okay. Do you think you will end up with one of these guys? And if so, who? And are you still, and then there's this follow-up question. Are you still dating new people? Do I think I will end up with one of these guys at the end of the year? Well, that's kind of a hot seat question, isn't it? I don't know. You know, I mean, obviously I like these guys and I do have feelings for these guys. Some of them, you know, pretty substantial feelings. And so, you know, I mean, how that rolls out, I don't know. I mean, I'm not, you know, it's not, these are actual personal, you know, these are actual relationships. I don't get to command or steer them. They just are. And it's two people that, you know, like each other to a certain degree. You know, some of those are, like I said, stronger than others. And it just, you know, I'm just seeing where it goes. I know what I would like to see happen. And I don't know I'm necessarily going to say that, but, you know, I'm going to take the fifth on that one. But, you know, we'll see how it ends up. And am I still dating new people? You know, I have been, I haven't met with anybody new on purpose. I definitely have opportunities. I'm kind of busy. You know, my dance card's kind of full. I'm kind of busy and I don't know that I feel the need to, you know, rock the boat. I mean, maybe for a complete one-off, you know, just I might. That's possible. I think that, you know, I think when you are, I'm really satisfied right now with the way everything is. And so I just haven't been interested in working really hard to cultivate solidify something with anybody new. So I wouldn't say that's 100% off the table. It's just right now I'm not, you know, it's not my focus. And, you know, we'll see what happens there. Like I said, maybe it'll be a one-off. Okay, next question. Am I going to answer this one? Okay. I'm hesitating right now. Do I even want to bring this up? Okay, I'll go for it. Okay. What is going on with your stalker situation? Well, you know, you have, speaking of stalkers, one just popped up on the radar here. They're reblogging me. You know, I think the best way to answer this is I got to go back. I think I mentioned this before. I got to give their props on this was D, and he, and I just talked to him the other day about this again, and he's really been my rock when it comes to this. But see, he saw this coming. I mean, you know, he's very specialized sort of, I like call him like my black ops tech guy. Some of the stuff he does is so secret he can't tell me about. But he gets, you know, flown all over the world to do things. And so he's really my, you know, like expert sort of, you know, hey, you need a, here's a bunch of hackers, you know, we'll let them handle this. Or, hey, here's the, you know, like, anyway, he understands all this stuff, I guess is the point here. And he knew when I started, he said, A, we're going to pick a pseudo name for you. Because of course, people always want to know your name. And they always say, you know, they want you to say, and then B, we're going to make sure your website's really secure. And C, you know, you're going to have trolls. You're going to have trolls. And I, at the time, was like, oh, okay. You know, I mean, I did what he said because I trusted his advice, but I didn't know that it would come into play. I had no clue the level of, I guess, obsessiveness and small-mindedness, ridiculousness. I don't even know what to call it. It's hard to understand. And he tells me, stop trying to make sense of the way these people think. They're beneath you. I mean, you can't even come close to understanding the pettiness, because it doesn't make sense. So, anyway, so he's been just fucking phenomenal when it comes to all that. And basically, you know, I've just made changes. I mean, like, I don't read the stuff. It gets filtered out. People screen it out for me. And, obviously, there's people that I, you know, are on like the safe list, I guess, if you will. And then, what else? The just Yeah, I mean, basically, it goes unnoticed by me, which is good. And it's like I said, it's a strange phenomenon. But if the podcast gains more popularity and things like that, I guess it's just par for the course. I mean, he just said to me the other day, he's like, when you put yourself out there like this, you're opening yourself up to the good, the bad, the ugly, and that's kind of the way it is. So for the most part, of course it's all good. And then you have these little overtones of, really strange behavior, and you just kind of go, well, I guess thank goodness I don't live like that. I don't think like that. And the other side, just the funny part, the really kind of the funniest part of it, though, I'll say one more thing about it and then just move off of it, is that I think what these people don't realize is that every time they put any effort, energy into, putting anything negative my way, that they're really just, I like to say, like, they're working for free. They're working for me. I mean, they're just my little bitches and I own them. I mean, they're giving me their time, effort, and energy for free. They're reblogging me. Whether they put a nasty comment out there or not, it all sends people my way. And that's the, I mean, this is the funny part, I, all that stuff gets tracked, and people are stupid. They think that they don't leave a digital footprint. It doesn't matter how you come into my site or even my social media. It's being tracked, and you have leave a digital footprint, and whether you come in on an archive or a blog or whatever, I mean, I don't look at that stuff. I don't know how to read it. I don't give a shit. But it does get monitored, and so the IP addresses of the people that are doing this, and it's actually not as many. It's people with many handles and things like that. They just create different things. And but anyway, it's just bizarre. It's bizarro behavior. And I think that I have a team of publicists. I'm going to call them my team of publicists. I'm not going to call them trolls anymore. These are my publicists, and I'm figured out how to make them my little fucking bitches, and they work for free for me. That's the best part. Okay. Let's see. Where are we here? Oh, let's see. Are there any fantasies or things you've always wanted to do with a guy or make them do to someone else? Are there any fantasies I have for things? Yeah, I think what's interesting is right now, kind of one of the things that came up is, I don't know that this will ever come to fruition, so let's just call this a fantasy. And it is for me a little scary. Like, why do I think about this? Why do I feel like that? I don't know. I do have sort of this desire to make one of the guys or have one of the guys watch me just get the shit fucked out of me. And when I think about that, like the person that has ta I've talked to about this, the one that would be doing the fucking, the way he said he would do it just fucking popped my head off my shoulders. I mean, it just sent my little girly brain into like fucking meltdown mode. It was so hot. But the thing about it is, it's kind of mean. And I have a mean side. I feel like when I'd be doing this, I'd sort of be tapping into my mean side. And I think the person that would, I'm going to say it. I think the person that like I would really like to probably do this to the most would be Clark, because he's by nature very submissive. That's his tendency. And, you know, he likes to hear it's more of a cuck situation, and he likes to hear about me and other guys because it makes him feel bad. And he gets to kind of go through a cycle with that. But that's part of, that's his thing. That's his thing. And he knows it. But, and I kind of feel like I could really give him an experience. But it comes from it comes from a kind of aggressive place. And so I don't know how I'm trying to sort through that. Like, how do I feel about that? Because it's not like, oh, watch me get satisfied. It's more like, watch what this guy does to me that you can't, because he's more of a man than you are. And he knows my body better. And what he does makes me crazy. So, I can't believe I just said that. But that's kind of like where it's like, that's where it's resonating. That's the genesis of it. Again, I don't know where it's going to go, if I'm ever going to do it, if it'll evolve from there. It's a little bit, like I said, it taps into sort of a kind of a ruthless mean side. And I do have that in me. I think everybody does. But I have it. It's a part of my personality. So, there we go. That was a good question. Thank you for that. Let's see. My next question, it's a question long kind of comment. I told this actually when this came in, this was over this was on my Tumblr DM here. And I said, I'd answer this on a podcast. I love the blog and the form of control you enjoy in your explorations, the diaries, types of men you have been with, really shows how multidimensional a woman's desires are. In many of the pictures you post, I see a variety of emotions on the face, seductive, wanton, curious, even nervous. I find that the most intense past as explorations go, that each is like a present you are opening to see how well, tacky, but how it fits. Wait, do you reflect much on how, let me get to the question here. Do you reflect much on what you thought someone would be like, and then evaluation after, from the mood, communication, and the sexuality? So let me go back over that. Do you reflect on what you thought someone would be like, and then evaluation afterwards? Of course I do. I mean, there's times where I see someone, and I mean, there's been times where I've been with, you know, because over the long haul of doing this, there's certainly been interactions, encounters with guys where I'm like, yeah, I could, you know, when you leave, they're like, yeah, you know, I want to see you again. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm thinking to myself like, yeah, I could just go the rest of my life without ever having to have sex with you again. I mean, and I'm sure that there's been times where, you know, somebody says the same about me. I don't know. And of course, then there's also times too, like where you go and you think you're expecting a certain thing. Like, okay, how about, this is a good example. A lot of times, like with Cowboy Inn, so I don't ever know what I'm going to get, right? And sometimes I'm going there thinking I'm getting a certain thing and it's something else. It's really whatever he's in the mood for. And I just have learned to kind of roll with that and, you know, not really try to direct it. I mean, now it's fun. In the beginning, I think it was more like, hey, I'm here for this, you know, like this style. And it's not always, it's actually, again, once I kind of lightened up about it, it's very fun because now I just sort of, you know, it's sort of chef's surprise, if you will. And, you know, and actually, a lot of the guys are like that. I mean, BE's like that, D's like that. It's, you know, you just, I'm not trying to stick everybody in a box that they have a lane. They have their, you know, overall lanes, right? But I don't know. You know, it is a little bit of a chef surprise. And I, you know, and certainly I've been when over the long haul of this, have I been disappointed with some people and, you know, like the interaction? Yeah. But, you know, the thing is that it also, you know, if I'm having an orgasm, I don't think I've ever said, yeah, I could have done without that orgasm or whatever. I mean, it always is good. It's like, what do they say? What is that saying? Like something, you know, even bad pizza, bad sex is like bad pizza. It's still good. I'm not with anybody that I have bad sex with currently, but, you know, certainly that has happened. And it's always like, yeah, you know, I got mine. I mean, they got theirs. Great. We kind of masturbated with each other's bodies. Wonderful. So, yeah, I don't think it's that big of a deal. But no, I mean, not everything is a total standout, you know. Of course not. You know, there's a lot of determining factors in that. Okay. Next question. How do you handle all of the douchey guys that message you? I recently found you on Tumblr and I can't believe how many idiots there are out there. It's not just the guys that are idiots. Trust me, sweetheart. This is a gal, by the way. Yeah, you know, I mean, I found this. It was so funny. This one person that I follow, man, she was just sounding off about it. She must have been hammered with a bunch of stuff because it's kind of like days in a row where her posts were like, don't fucking send me your dick pic and don't, do this, that, and the other. And, you know, and she was just ripping them. And of course, all the women, I'm sure, that have a blog that where it displays any type of sexiness or whatever, this is universal. We can all relate to this. Most of us women, you're going to get some ding dongs. And now I don't really have to deal with it so much anymore. But, you know, before I just block them or, you know, ignore it. I mean, you know, mostly when people would, if it was just like a boom out of the gate, a dick pic, I just block them. That's it. Block them. I mean, like Drew would tell me, he's like, just get, you know what, get that, get your, what do you say? Block finger, get that block finger, just block, 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 block. You know, now I don't, again, like I don't really have to worry about blocking people. So I don't care. And like I said, I've got help now with, thank goodness, with the filtering that stuff out. But, you know, whatever, just, it is what it is. It you're not going to make it go away. If it bothers you enough, you know, I don't know, maybe change your blog and pretend you're a dude. And then you're going to get stuff from women. You're going to get pussy pics. Maybe you can see how you fare with that. I'm not sure. I don't have much good advice on that, but you know, just, I don't know, block them, but it's going to happen. There is no way around it. And you're right. There's idiots and that's just par for the course. What's left on your bucket list? You know what? I need to get that updated. I've been thinking about that a lot. I actually, you know, I kind of feel a little bit, I'll call myself out on this. I feel a little bit bad. You know, in my business life, I'm always like, okay, you know, what's on your to-do list, your task list? What's the big picture? What are you working towards? How are you accomplishing that in a week? And then, you know, and you're scratching things off and you're rolling the ball up the hill. Oh, with this, I did, you know, it's like I had my bucket list to focus and like, you know, on what I wanted to do and make that happen. And I was really good about that in the beginning. And now I've been on autopilot. I've been coasting a little bit, I'll admit. But I need to kind of look at that. And, you know, really, since if I'm shutting this down on December 31st, I need to figure out what's left. Off the top of my head, it's really going to be probably more the couples, more group sex, more if I'm going to go that way and find that scenario. Also, the one thing I've been talking about is, you know, being with a woman, and see how that goes. So that's really, those are just, you know, I'm going to sit down and think about that though. I mean, that is a good question. Thank you for reminding me, because I do want to get a little more focused on, hey, I want to do this and I want to do that. Okay. How do you get all these guys to go along with what you want and let you see multiple people at once? Well, how do I get them to go? Well, I'm not getting them to go along with it. It's not like, you know, I'm convincing them. It's not something that's out of their comfort zone. I think it's very important when you're with somebody, whether it's multiple people or one person, you know, communication is the key. It's the one thing that is going to make or break any kind of a dynamic. You know, communication, honesty, and consideration for that other person. I don't know what that, I mean, just people that cannot do that, I don't get it. What is the point? Really, what is the point? Go, you know, just go have some one-offs. I mean, if you don't want to, you know, if you don't want to be respectful of each other, just have a bunch of one-night stands, and then you never have to be accountable for anything you do. But the problem is, it's not realistic to think you can see somebody ongoing, even if it's casual, and not be accountable. You don't get to be, you know, treat each other poorly. And you have to be able to be honest with your partner or partners. So to answer your question, there is no getting them to go along. They don't do anything they don't want to do. And I don't do anything I don't want to do. It's just about, you know, are we on the same page? You know, does this work for us? Does this dynamic work? However it functions, is it acceptable? And if and when it's not acceptable for either party, it just, you know, it ceases to move forward. So that, you know, it's pretty simple. I mean, for me, I just, like I said, honesty, communication, you know, a basic level of respect for that person. You know, those are kind of the key, you know, the key elements. So that's the basis of these dynamics. And if that ceases to be the case, then, you know, they won't move forward. Okay. Does it turn you on to know that many guys and probably women masturbate to your stuff? I hope they do. Fuck yeah, that turns me on. That's hot. I mean, absolutely. Why wouldn't I want people to be, you know, excited and charged up by me sharing my experiences and my, you know, writing about it and blogging or podcasting about it? Yeah. Fuck yeah, of course. How's it going with your new butt plug? Do you love it? Well, it's not going at all with the new butt plug, unfortunately. I put it in. Oh, this is a funny story. Okay, I haven't used it in an actual sex play act, so it has not been just. it hasn't been broken in, I guess. I meant to use it with BE the other day, and I forgot and left it at home on accident. And actually, I was worried that I left it out, like sitting out on my dresser where anybody could see it. But nope, I didn't. It was still in its place. So obviously, I thought I grabbed it, and I didn't. But so here's a funny thing. One night I put it in just to see what it would feel like. So I'm trying to put it in. It's not going in. I didn't have any lube. So I was like, God, I can't get this thing in. Well, duh. Okay. So I get the lube. Hello. Well, then I'm able to get it in. And I was like, I was laying in bed, right? Because I was getting ready to go to bed, and I am laying there, and then it falls out. No, I mean, I'm laying there and I fall asleep. I wake up in the middle of the night because I have to go to the bathroom. Of course, all the lights are on. I do this a lot. Like, I will get in bed thinking I'm going to read or something, and I don't turn all the lights off. And then I wake up and I got to pee. And anyway, turn the lights off, blah, blah, blah. So I get up. I'm, you know, half asleep, walking to the bathroom. I sit down to go to pee, and it comes. I hear this thud. It comes out in the toilet. I forgot it was in there. Anyway, that was a rude awakening. So I've cleaned it thoroughly, by the way, but no, it's just, yeah. I mean, I was just, it was just pee. And as Ginger says, pee is very clean. So anyway, okay. Yeah. So that's the update on the butt plug. Oh, this is more just like a comment. Great mind and erotic thoughts. You are perfect. Well, thank you for the compliment. However, I'm not perfect, and I hate that label. You know, I'm not by any stretch, and you know, the people that know me know that. I know that they like me and care about me, but you know, I'm just normal like everyone else. Put my pants on one leg at a time. Okay. Do you think women who say they like to swallow cum mean it or just say it? Do I think that women who like to swallow cum mean it or just say it? Oh, to drive men crazy with lust. I think some women mean it and some women just say it to drive men crazy. I personally never used to be a big fan of it. When I don't know why, just in my younger years, I wasn't. Now, I totally love it. Like, I never thought I would be, like, I like it. I mean, yeah, I love it. I want to swallow it, taste it. Yeah. I get, like, hot for it, thinking about, like, that cum squirting out and where it's going and all that stuff. So to answer your question, yes, I do. I do personally now, but here's the thing. If I don't like a guy, like let's say it's just somebody new and I don't really know him. It's more of like if I know the guy and we're, you know, we have sexual chemistry and we've done it. You know, we have a history. We see each other. Oh yeah. I want his cum. I fucking want his cum big time. But you know, that it's kind of like you build up to that. I won't say like straight out of the gate with somebody new or a stranger that I'm like, oh, I like, or I'll look at a picture and of some random guy and think, you know, oh, I want that cum. No, I will think of that in the premise of somebody that I know and think, I want his cum. That makes me think of how much I want that guy's cum. So, yeah, there you go. Hope that answers your question. All right, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Stay tuned. More good stuff to come. Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.